on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Does every woman test their man to see if he still cares about you? Like, is that a thing that women do? Jess is out today. She'd actually be really good advice. Charlotte, who works behind the scenes, you'll have to step in with yours. And you too, honestly, like any woman that has feedback on this, please give this to me. I'm talking. It's like low-key talking to somebody. And let me tell you how low-key this is. It's only happening on Instagram, okay? So the conversation came up to where we were talking about where, like, dating gets confusing because, like, you want to know where you stand with people, right? Yeah. I'm the kind of person, like, are we into each other? Are we not?
Right.
So she starts back with me after we're talking about this, and she goes, yeah, I just like to know where people stand, too. I've actually tested guys before to see if they actually care.
Okay.
And of course, at this point, I'm like,
do tell.
I'm sorry. I said tested question mark. She goes, oh, just little things. Like, I won't text back for a couple of days to see if they'll double text.
Oh.
Or I'll act upset about something dumb to see if they even notice.
I don't love that.
And I was like, what? So, like, and I literally said, wait, so you just, and I said this, and I put like the little smiley face. Crazy smiley face. I said, wait, so you just create drama on purpose? And she goes, no, not drama. Just, I like to see they're really into me. Like, one time I told my ex I was thinking about breaking up just to see how he'd react.
That stresses me out.
And if he just accepted it, then I would know he just wasn't serious about me. Like, I just need to know how somebody really wants me, you know? So, and we go on from there. But, like, it's odd because last week on the show, we talked to a woman who didn't get a present for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And she wanted to put her husband to a test to basically see if he'd be jealous over a male coworker. If you missed it, it's on the podcast. You can go back and listen to it. But I'm like, wait, is this toxic in relationships?
Yes.
Or or do all women?
No.
Do you put your man through little test?
No.
To see if he cares? Because think in the last 2 weeks, we've had two women now say they either have tested or they've all tested. They've two out of two of these women have tested. Does that, okay, so Charlotte, is that shady? Is that weird? Because to me, it's like, this just seems like it's a red flag.
That's a massive red flag.
Yeah?
Yeah, because like we were saying with the bit last week, the segment, you need to communicate. Like, we are all too old for games. Right. That's absolutely ridiculous.
I was feeling very 22 again for a second.
I mean, I almost respect the fact that she's upfront about it and she warns you that there will be games. Like, at least you know what you're going into. The red flag is being literally shown to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would say...
But you wouldn't test a guy like that.
No.
You would think that'd be like a toxic thing to do.
No, and I would... Because I'd be annoyed if someone did that to me instead of just asking me how I feel.
It's where I'm curious this morning. And you can be honest with us. Do you test your man in your relationships? Or maybe if you're single, if you're dating, do you test men?
Maybe something small, like, is he listening to you? Like, do you remember my favorite food? Even so, that's like straight up.
That's kind of a test though, right?
Right, but it's like...
Not as diabolical as I'm going to break
like
up and see.
As like a fake breakup or like...
It's got me concerned. It's definitely got me concerned this morning. Leah in Pasadena, do you feel like women test their men?
Okay, so I think that maybe yes, when they're emotionally immature.
Go on.
When I was 20 years old and I met my now husband, one of the most profound things I learned in our relationship was that I was a game player.
Oh, okay. This is important. This is important to hear.
So I would do things like, I want to go to the museum and he backs out or kind of shows me that he might not want to go. And then I would say, okay, we're not going.
Right. So because you wanted him to be like, okay, no, fine. We'll go to the museum then or whatever.
Exactly. And this comes from like my family upbringing. I feel like my parents played games with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was something that was just in me. And then he pointed that out and it was mind blowing.
But wait, tell me this. I mean, so if you say that this has been an issue with you, obviously we've had a couple examples on the show this week. I mean, should every guy just expect for women to play games then and just have to navigate that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So in my marriage, that was the point where it stopped in our relationship.
Because you noticed
I have never really... Exactly. And it's toxic. Like Charlotte said, like, you shouldn't say things that you don't mean. Just ask someone how you feel.
Right. Okay. This is good to hear from a reformed woman that tested her man. It's good to hear. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.